The following audiobook is a presentation of Audio, available online at awdeeo.com.
Welcome to AP European History 2009 edition, your audio guide to getting a 5. Well, 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 congratulations! AP European History, huh? How smart and ambitious you must be. Seriously, no joking. AP European History is not for the faint of heart, or the easy way out is. But now that we've established how brilliant you are, let's talk about how we're going to knock off a 5 on this AP European History business. First, forget that whole thing we said about AP Euro not being for the faint of heart. You really need to keep a calm mind about all this, and in the immortal words of Douglas Adams, don't panic. Don't know what we're talking about? Read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It may not have anything to do with European history, but it is very, very funny. Now, we do understand. With all these other exams and AP classes and school activities and college applications surrounding you, not panicking is easier said than done, but it's not impossible. It is, in fact, more than possible. So if you'll pay attention to what we're going to do here and have a little faith in yourself, you'll do just fine. After all, no one ever died from an AP European History exam, that we know of. Anyway, worst case scenario, it's extremely unlikely. Now, let's look at the basics of this extremely non-deadly test. You'll have 3 hours and 5 minutes for the whole thing. The time will be divided as follows. 55 minutes for 80 multiple choice questions, a 15-minute mandatory reading period. Mandatory, by the way, means that you have to do it. 45 minutes for what?